Hello, hello. Welcome back to Carjaletta Lolita Davis's podcast. I had recorded this yesterday and finished it up on Anchor, and I tried to do it from the browser, and I realized that it deleted my whole audio because I didn't let it finish completing with the process. So 30 minutes of me talking, which there is a limit of 30 minutes from the browser, but if you do it from the app, it's about an hour. I was getting really close to my 30 minutes because I seen it going in red. And then I'm like, well, let me just add the little intro to go with it while it's processing. And guess what? It deleted. So while I was going through that process, I was like, well, maybe I should just do my description of what I was talking about. Luckily, I did write down what I was discussing in that episode, you know, in detail, so that if I didn't cover something, you know, if or anybody couldn't hear or understand what I was saying, they can go back and read through the description. You know, it's several issues that I was going through. I did a video on this about, you know, running out of space on my iPhone. And I only had 64 gigabytes. And probably, I thought, 20 gigabytes was being used for my pictures and videos. But once I start deleting things, it's just like, okay, where is this 8 gigabytes coming from? Because I've deleted everything, so shouldn't be any more gigabytes here. And so I went to the computer because after so many days of trying to upload my videos and pictures to my computer, my Windows 7 computer, you have to download the software from iCloud. You have to go through all these different steps. I don't even know if I needed to download iTunes. I just did anyway because that's what I thought I needed to do. I didn't know, you know, there was going to be a complicated process or a different process of transferring your videos and photos from your phone to your computer. I just thought you could just plug it in and everything should import. Now, normally, if I would have did a little bit more research, I would have found out maybe I probably could have. But what I did when I probably first bought the phone, I changed the settings for my photos and videos to keep the original on my phone. So instead of automatically converting or being compatible whatever operating system that you're using. I didn't find this out till later, till after I deleted everything, because I was just so frustrated on trying to figure it out, trying to, you know, download it and import it, and, you know, certain files were missing, you know, and I'm like, I don't know what more to do. I log into the iCloud, I'm trying to download it, then I get a pop-up, well, you need to upload all your videos and photos. Then you can download. I'm like, I don't want to do all that because I don't want to upload all my photos and videos anymore because it's taking too long. So when I had bought the storage space, I was assuming, you know, okay, I can get this 50 gigabytes. That'll help me for a little while. And, you know, knowing me, I'm knowing I'm probably going to fill that 50 gigabytes up. I mean, I filled up, you know, 64 gigabytes with no problem between the apps and saving documents and videos. You know, those type of, you know, your gigabytes is just being ate up just by stuff that you really don't need on there, but then it's kind of hard to delete. So, you know, I'm like, well, it's taking too long for it to upload to iCloud from my phone. Now, I don't know if it's because of the speed of, you know, the Wi-Fi that I was using, but it was taking like two days. And I was steady going back to it to check on it and not knowing that it was pausing after an hour, especially when you're in low battery mode, you know. So when it's conserving power, it's automatically turned off and you're not knowing. So you literally have to probably check on it like every hour to make sure that it's, you know, still moving along, because it's going to pause. So I went to sleep thinking that my photos and videos, it should be good. I should wake up this time and wake up in the morning, and guess what? It should be all done. I went and checked again. Pause. I'm like, now how long was this paused? It could have been paused all night. Like, I can't keep going through this. Like, either I have to figure a way to upload to iCloud, you know, from the computer, or either just save this, you know, my pictures and my photos from the computer, but trying to upload to iCloud this way from my phone is not working. It's just taking too long. It probably could have took probably a week, I don't know, with the constant checking every hour and all those type of things. So, you know, my outcome, I hope, doesn't become your outcome. So if you trying to get rid of your photos, make sure to check that it's to automatic. So you go through your settings on your phone, on your iPhone, and you go to photos, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and there'll be a selection where you can either automatically make it compatible when you're transferring your images and videos to your computer, or you can keep the original on your phone. And so if you keep the original on your phone, if you're deleting the photos that are being imported into your computer, guess what? It's not deleting the photos off of your phone. So trying to get rid of the gigabytes that are being used up, they're not going anywhere. So I'm steady thinking, I'm transferring the little photos and videos that I had, and think, okay, just go ahead and erase it off my phone. That's how we'll get rid of that. And then that'll help me, you know, get some gigabytes back. But no, not only was it not important, right? It, you know, important for the photos and videos with the correct, you know, file extensions that are needed for the Windows Media Player or something like that, unless you find an alternative software that is capable of rendering or playing all these different files, you know, which probably might not be Windows. So you want to find an alternative type of media player that plays, whether it's Apple or Windows. So you may be able to find those, you know. And so that's what I was able to use. So I was like, well, because if you use the Windows Media Player, what's going to happen is, because it's, if it doesn't import correctly, which it can do if you check the right box on your phone, what'll happen is that you'll just have the audio and no picture, and you're wondering, okay, excuse me, I know that there's a video that goes with this, because I mean, I took it, but where's the picture at? All I hear is sound. And so it's like broke up the audio and the video aspect of it. And when you have the correct media player, you're able to play both. Now, if you import it correctly, you shouldn't have those problems. So those are the problems that I was dealing with. So I'm hoping you don't have to deal with those problems, because it took me all night to almost and into the morning trying to figure this out. And by the time I figured it out, you know, come 6 o'clock, you know, when I finally just said, I'm just going to delete everything. Luckily, when I went to cancel the iCloud, or just basically not use it at all, you know, then you have 30 days to get all your photos and videos off iCloud. Now, I thought, you know, I'm just going to take it as a loss. You know, if I lose my pictures and my videos, you know, I was kind of heartbroken about it, but it was to the point where, you know what, I just, you know, if I wanted to take a picture of something else, I can't. If I want to do anything else, I can't. If I want to upgrade, you know, update any of my apps, I can't, because I'm out of gigabytes. I don't have enough space, so it's not updating anything. And so if there was a iPhone upgrade or, you know, update, I wouldn't be able to ever update it if I don't get rid of the gigabytes to make room for that space. So you have the issues where with the iPhone, it's a little bit more difficult to eliminate some of the clatchy, you know, that's hidden and stuck on your phone. Because with the Android phones, it's a little bit more easier to delete the clatchy. And that gets rid of some of that extra space that you may not need or anything for an app. And so with all the, you could have probably 20 apps on there, and they could just be holding certain clatchy on there for memory. And with the Android, you're able to delete that. You have that, you know, customization where you can do that. But with iPhone, it's a little bit more restrictive, where you can't even get rid of the clatchy. So everything that you're saving on your phone, every update, you know, I don't know if any updates to any apps is getting rid of the clatchy or getting rid of the old stuff, you know, other than just constantly using up your gigabytes, which you're going to run out of anyway if you're not able to eliminate, you know, some of the apps that are using up the gigabytes. So the apps usually don't use up the gigabytes that much. It was a lot of the iPhone apps that I seen was taking up a lot of gigabytes, you know, just along with the iMovie, you know, that's using a gigabyte right there, or certain apps, if you have a video saved to that, that could be just using 5 gigabytes right there. Like, you don't even realize, you know, certain apps is just swallowing up your memory. It's just like, okay, do I really need this app on my phone? It's time to get rid of it, because I need those 5 gigabytes. 5 gigabytes is a lot. You know, it's not a lot, but you can do a lot with 5 gigabytes. Because even with the free Gmail, they give you, for the free Gmail, at least 5 gigabytes of space. You know, a lot of different free apps, you know, or any, you know, developers that are offering a little free section for people that can't afford 5 gigabytes. I haven't even used up 5 gigabytes with Gmail, and I get a lot of mail. I get a lot of email for Gmail, and I get a lot of email in my other ones, and 5 gigabytes is a lot. So, you know, going over 5 gigabytes is for people that are saving videos and photos and stuff like that, because those things take up a lot of gigabytes. You saving that type of stuff on your storage. So just imagine you trying to save all that on your phone. So I've decided, you know what? I'm just not going to save photos and videos on my phone, you know, as a safety, as a backup. I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, save up and purchase a really nice video camera type thing, and just save my videos on there. And then if I want to transfer that information to my computer, it'll probably be a little bit more easier, instead of dealing with the conflicts between Windows and iPhone and the iPhone. It's better to use a Mac, and, you know, and people that have Android, it's probably better to use the Windows, you know, to transfer information, you know, versus iPhone. So I don't know. I end up deleting everything. And so you have 30 days to get rid of your photos and videos that are saved in iCloud. Now, luckily, lo and behold, even though I thought that all of my videos and videos were gone, and I didn't even think that iCloud even backed up anything, I was just like, this is not going anywhere. They actually had all the photos and videos saved on iCloud. And I was like, wow, like, this is just like 209 photos and videos. And I was like, okay. But then it came time to download those, and that took like hours to download that, you know, hours to download, you know, all those pictures and videos that, you know, then I can save it on my computer and decide if I want to put it on USB or delete some or do whatever with them. But, you know, now the next process is going through and deleting all of those videos and photos on iCloud, because I don't even see an option where you can delete those. I think it just seems like it just eliminates itself after 30 days. So I'm like selecting, going through each section for each month, and I'm selecting each section, and the delete aspect is not even an option. So I'm like, so how am I supposed to get rid of these on here? Because there's no need for you to, you know, no need for me to wait 30 days. You know, I've already deleted, you know, downloaded them on my computer. It looks fine. So we're done here, you know, for now. I don't think I'm going to use iCloud because it's not working for me. It might work for somebody else, but it's definitely not working for me. And when something takes too long for me to do, if it takes too much of my time, it's not for me. So, and maybe it might go faster for you. So, but, you know, those are the things that you don't think about. It's just like, okay, I got 99 cents. Oh, 50 gigabytes. Ooh, that's good. Yeah, it's good for somebody that's never going to delete, you know, their photos or anything. But then when you're going through the steps of not using that anymore, it's just like, oh, wow. You know, becomes a little bit more restrictive of, okay, I don't want to use that anymore, so what should I do? Then you have to figure it out and read. And luckily, you know, you can go to Apple's website, and they kind of guide you through the steps, you know. And then they, you know, sometimes they might ask you a little survey, you know, how do you think about, you know, the website? Do you think it was, you know, did you learn anything or did it help you? You know, do them surveys sometimes because they might need to know. This wasn't easy for me. You know, if they get enough people to say this didn't work or this maybe worked or I liked it or I didn't, you know, they can do their own, you know, survey on what they need to change. You know, so sometimes I used to just ignore those surveys. I ain't got time for that. Now with me doing my own stuff and my own business and trying to do my own things, like, you need to know, you know, what doesn't work for somebody else. Because just because it works for you or for the people that are developers, it's easy for them. They can figure it out right away, you know. So, but with somebody like me that I know a little bit about computers, I know a little bit about how to go through my phone, but some people don't know how to navigate like that. So I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm pretty sure that anybody else, that if you check that box like I did, you're gonna, ooh. I was like, I couldn't even believe it. I was like, wow. And then once I deleted everything, I was like, oh, man, if I just would have read a little bit longer, if I would have did a little bit more research, if I would have did a little bit more digging into my phone, because the iPhone doesn't come with a, you know, a micromanaged book where they're telling you every little detail, because it would be like a book. Nobody would read it anyway. They don't want to waste no paper. You know, that's what they use the website for. So, but I don't know if it would have had those instructions to do this or that when it comes to the automatic, you know, compatibility mode. I don't know if it said that on there for me that I'm like, oh, maybe I didn't think about that. So try to check the websites, because usually I would say, you know, with Apple and Google and, you know, Microsoft, if you actually dig and read through the help section, you might find on their website, because somebody else has asked the same question, you know. So I know with Google, they allow for people, hey, I got this problem right here. And somebody else will come in, you know, and say, this is what they said, and you can go here. And you go there, and you still might be a little bit confused, and you just have to keep on doing research. Or, you know, that's the best bet to go to, is try with the web page first before you start hitting the Google search. Because then when you hit the Google search, yeah, you might find somebody that didn't have that problem. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, when a person's had a problem with their phone, they're going to go back to the source first. And if the source isn't telling you how to correct the problem, or, you know, if you have a situation, how to deal with it, then you're going to have to do a lot more digging to figure out the answer to your problem. So I hope you enjoyed this little podcast for today, and hopefully you don't go through the situations that I did. I'm just keeping it real.